Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Has it been a long day?
No, not at all.
No.
Had a bit of yoga today, so I'm all fresh for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. People probably should know, because we've played it loads, about your track Push the Tempo with Sub Focus that was out a couple of months ago. That was insanely good. This brand new one's been out since the 6th of July, called Avalanche.
Yeah.
Where did the title come from? Because that's a cool title.
So I got the inspiration when I played Boomtown, and I was playing like this kind of like a little contained stage called the Hidden Woods. I had a few people that were like, we tried to get in to see your show, but I think they nearly had to do like a stage stop type thing. Anyway, it was a small stage, but I felt like that's like how, and the producer, Silver Bumper, he was there at Boomtown as well, and he was like, let's write something for that, like that exact moment, you know, at Boomtown Festival. And I thought that brought me back to that kind of imagery, I suppose, of like when you're rushing to see your favorite act at a festival, and you all the crowd is just like running, basically.
Okay, an avalanche falling forward towards the stage.
Yeah, because you want to hear your favorite song, you want to hear your favorite artist, so there's like an avalanche of people when you hear the tune that you love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And was it good reception?
It's been really fun. It's been really good. It's got the bit in it which goes like, come and get it. People can like grasp it straight away, and it's really nice to have people singing it back to me. So yeah, it's been really fun performing it at festivals over the summer.
I really enjoyed the visualizer for it that I watched this morning, and you like in ski gear, on top of a mountain playing like a concert, which was cool. Did that actually happen?
Well, we did play at Snowbox Festival, which was amazing. So whilst I was there, I was like, well, my new song is going to be called Avalanche, so it would be criminal if we didn't
rude
film
not to.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That was like so...
A little camera crew out there and made a video, little visualizer video thing.
And did you go skiing afterwards?
I did go skiing afterwards, actually. That was the first time I've ever skied.
Was it?
So, I had a couple of lessons. Yeah, I was a little bit hungover, but...
All fine. I often think people are...
Yeah, and I didn't fall over, but no. I couldn't walk for like a week afterwards. My calves were literally so tight, honestly. So I'm happy that I did it after my show.
Absolutely. Did you do green runs, blue runs, red runs, black runs?
Oh, probably. I mean, there was like toddlers on my one, so.
Oh, Katie.
They were toddlers, but there was some, you know, but they looked really, you know, professional. These tiny children.
They
knew what they were doing. I was like, wow. I've never felt more jealous in my life. Like, this is what you do every, you know, winter, spring, you know, you've been skiing more times than me.
Would you be going back to beat the toddlers?
Yeah, you wait, toddlers. Yeah, you know.
Come skiing past you, cut you up.
Have you been skiing?
Been skiing once, and yeah. I don't know if you experienced it where you get lost on the mountain.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's you have to. I didn't know where I was going, and it was my first time, and I went down a red run and just tumbleweeded to the bottom. Oh. It was good fun. I just, it was very frightening, very frightening. But it seems like you went from avalanche snow performance into Love Island. You were on the show?
Yeah, it's a bit mental having a music video in the snow in August, but that's just how it worked out, really.
Showbiz.
What can we say? straight to the Mallorca, which was very hot, and it was really fun, actually. I felt like I was like being invited to a house party to perform.
Really? Because I was going to say, I've not watched this season, but...
You haven't?
No, I haven't. Have you been?
I've been kind of watching it through Instagram. They give me like the highlights, so I know everything that's going on. Yeah.
Right.
And they had the final this weekend, didn't they?
They did. Did the couple you want win from the Instagram highlights?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You seem unsure of that, but I'll take your word for it.
I think it was Yas as well. She was a great contestant, and her man, I can't remember what his day was though. But yeah, they were great as well. But yeah.
I'm really interested as to that kind of performance and that atmosphere, because on TV they really like, they big up the party and the dancing, and yeah, you see them going, and you see, you know, the performer, in this case it was you, and vocals, I have seen the highlights because I've done my research, spot on. how does it feel to be in the villa? Because it's like a concert, but not a concert. It's like a very, as you said, like a small house party. Like, what's the vibe like when you go in?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a small house party, because that villa is really, that garden bit is really big.
So yeah.
Like a gorgeous, lovely garden, big, you know, swimming pool, you know, it's quite glam. Mm. Yeah, it's not like a house party in South London, I guess.
No. Less fences in Love Island.
But yeah, they were good sports, because you have to do it a couple of times to get the camera angles. So
they
were loving it. They didn't even capture all of their amazing dance moves, actually.
How many times did you have to sing Avalanche?
I think it was only a couple of times.
A couple?
It definitely brought the energy. I mean, I did a couple of times in soundcheck as well. So yeah.
So it's quite a long, long performance of just one song, over and over and over again. Did you get to sneak around? Did you get to go into the house? Did you get
I needed a wee. So they had a portaloo outside. We weren't supposed to be actually allowed to go in there, but my makeup artist was like, Katie is not going in the portaloo. She needs a natural bathroom. So I did get to have a little sneak around. Yeah, it was cool. It was like, they built like these bits where they can film, like these kind of tunnels within the house. So it felt like Severance a little bit. I don't know.
Whoa, tunnels? What, like between rooms?
I guess for the camera crew, yeah.
You've got some like insider knowledge here. Like quite insider knowledge. Tunnels in the Love Island house. Now there's a whole new level to this saga.
Walking through the bedroom was really like surreal as well.
Did you sit on anyone's bed? But it would lie.
I did try and take a picture, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, they're so horrible, aren't they? These Love Island people. Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List. Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List. The one thing that I have read about that I saw in an article that I very much like to talk to you about is, I know you got quite into the Lioness football, as I think we all did, and thank God it come home. But I want to hear more about your football career and your five-a-side team at work and the nickname Bulldog.
Oh, yeah, because I just go... I'm not very, like, skilled at particularly shooting the ball in a particular direction. Yeah, but I can go for it and try and tackle someone and then, like, pass it straight away, basically. So call me the Bulldog. Oh, did you watch the... There's, like, a series... a Rinse FM, like a little documentary that we did.
No, I haven't. What was that?
I'm not sure if that episode came out, but yeah, just like a Rinse football team. I think there were a couple of episodes, but you know, it was short-lived, unfortunately.
No, not back to the five-a-side pitch.
Not yet. Hopefully again soon, though.
I mean, we're into the KTV season because it is summer. The dance tracks are, I mean, everywhere. Dance is taken over. Dance and country, two things that we didn't think were going to be competing, they're here. What, I know we've got this brand new track, but I always like to hear about the things that we don't know about when it comes to brand new songs. What are you doing right now in the world of music? What kind of things are bubbling? What do I not know about?
Well, I've just had a party, but I put on my first ever club night. Can you believe that? That's my first ever club
night. Oh, my God. How was it?
It was unreal. It was better than I ever imagined, actually. I had some of my favourite DJs down, Tommy Gold, Sicaria, Martello and Champion, and at Phonox in Brixton. And, yeah, it sold out.
Oh, my God. Congrats.
It was really fun. So I think we're going to try and... maybe take it on tour or do another club night before the end of the year. It's called Little Red Rave.
Oh, so, I saw that. I was the little poster for it. I saw it on your Instagram. That's amazing. That's so, so cool. And do you perform in the night?
Yeah, so I did a sort of kind of live PA performance because you don't want to perform for too much in the club, like otherwise it gets a bit like you need to keep the vibes up. Do you
You
know what I
can never
mean?
have too much Katie B, in my opinion. The
I don't
tracks are
know.
sensational. Come on.
Sometimes I have done a performance that like tried to been booked for like a 1 hour, 45 minute performance at like 2 in the morning or something, and it's just like quite
I can see from
I feel like people want to dance, don't they? They want to dance, like
can see from
and
your face you were like, yeah, no.
I'm getting too old for that. I mean, I had to do 4 a.m. at Glastonbury this year, and
I saw.
intense, but it was really fun as well, though. Really fun.
Let's talk about Glastonbury. Obviously, you don't want to use the Portaloo at Love Island. What is the Glasto setup like for you for a weekend, for a 4 a.m. performance as well? Like, how are we surviving?
I had a 4 p.m. performance at the Level Stage in the Silver Haze area of Glastonbury. So that was at 4 p.m. on the Friday, and then I had a gig at 4 a.m. at Shangri-La. So there was a 12-hour window where I was like, I need to go home and sleep somewhere. So I got an Airbnb this year. I was a bit bougie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have you seen those teepees before that they do? They look amazing.
I have a couple of years ago, I did stay in a teepee, which was amazing, actually. And I would get them every year, but they get kind of snapped up quite quickly, the artist ones.
4 a.m. I mean, how do you prep for a 4 a.m. performance?
I did try and sleep, but I was just too full of adrenaline, I think. So
Just had to go for it.
I just laid there. I've learned over the years that with touring that sort of lying down with your eyes closed is better than not sleeping, if that makes any sense. It's kind of almost like sleeping, it's resting, it's just as good. So, yeah, I did that for about 4 hours.
And let's say when you wake up, is there a go-to track that you'd put on to hype yourself up? Because we at 9 o'clock on the show do old school anthems, and I'm almost inviting you to take over on this. We do it to either end somebody's day, almost let off some steam, or to start somebody's day if they're working a night shift. What would be your go-to anthem to like warm up for a show at 4 p.m. or 4 a.m.?
Oh my God, the one that just came to mind, does it have to be dance?
Can be anything that you
Okay, it's
like.
Lose My Breath, Destiny's Child.
Really?
I
Banger.
think that makes me feel like I'm doing some kind of dance battle. It starts to make me think of like the music video. And yeah, I think that would get gas me up for a show, definitely.
Could that be a cover on your club night? Would you ever?
Maybe. I bet there's like some good garage bootlegs out there of it.
Absolutely, 100%. Would we see it at Dreamland Margate on the 6th of September? Because you're coming to Kent.
I am coming to Kent, actually. Yeah, a lot. I think I'm going to make a weekend out of it as well,
Oh,
actually.
really?
Yeah, I'm going to stay down there because I've got a lot of friends that want to come to that show because they're big Nineses fans. What's the plural of nines? Nineses. Big
Nine, nines,
fans.
nines
Yeah.
fans?
Yeah. So I think we're gonna make a weekend of Margate, definitely. Can't wait.
Have you been to Kent before? Obviously, with your friends here, you probably know your way around.
Of course. I live in Southeast London. I've definitely been to Kent many times.
I'm
Do you know
just
what I'm
double
saying?
checking.
But basically you live in the borough of Bromley, which is kind of Kent, isn't it?
Sort of,
Almost.
yeah. It's just kind of attached.
Really there.
Is everything for Dreamland Margate? I know it's in September. I mean, exactly a month today is your set at Dreamland Margate. Feeling all prepped? Everything good? Anything brand new you're going to try out?
Ooh. Well, I've noticed that there's a few kind of drum and bassy kind of vibes on there. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to keep with that vibe to keep the crowd hyped. And yeah, just, I don't know, just do my thing, really.
Absolutely. And your thing is sick.
I think Larry June, there's a rapper called Larry June that's on the lineup, and I'm really excited to see him. I went to see him at Coco with my friends a couple of years ago. So, yeah,
Oh,
can't wait.
amazing. Well,
Yeah.
we can't wait to have you, and we're looking forward to it. So, Katie, thank you so much for your time today. It's been amazing. And thank you so much
Oh,
for
lovely
chatting to
chat.
me.
Thanks for
And
having me.
thank you so much. Have an amazing rest of your day.